saying then Parliament's going to work out what powers it has. 10 past 11.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
And Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com is here to talk sport. Hello to you, Blair.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you today?
We're going to start... thank you. We're going to start with rugby league. You are a fan engagement specialist, and we're going to start with rugby league, but I want to kick off with what Wests are planning to charge their fans. Is this... this is when they're in Brisbane, is it? Next week, or where is this?
No, so Brisbane play West Tigers tonight.
This is tonight,
Yeah, it's tonight at Suncorp Stadium, yeah, and so it's a big game there. Big game for West Tigers. They're on the bottom of the ladder, and Brisbane's pushing, you know, really well on the ladder as well. They can go into second tonight if they actually, third tonight if they actually win. But yeah, this was an interesting one that popped up yesterday. They did a meet and greet last night for fans, young fans and older fans members, charging $70 for adults and $55 for kids, and. You know, in recent memory, I can't remember a time where a team has charged fans to come out for a meet and greet to get autographs. And it's kicked off on social media because, rightly, fans from all other clubs have basically been left gobsmacked thinking that a team could do this to their fans kind of thing, especially one that's on the bottom of the ladder at the moment kind of thing. As a lot of fans have said, the team should be paying the fans to come out.
What do you get then at a meet and greet?
And this is the thing, Spencer. I mean, a kid can't go along by themselves. They've got to go with an adult. So a kid's got to take their mum or dad with them. So $125 to go out for a bit of finger food and a bit of autographs and a bit of mingling. That's how it was pitched. And, you know, as I've said, I can see it from two sides. You know, I'm trying to be impartial, trying to justify it in my head working in the sports business, that there's an opportunity here to make revenue, and there's commercial decisions and things like this where teams, you know, have to look at ways to bring in members. But this ain't it, and charging fans for a meet and greet is just unheard of in the industry. So it's a really disappointing one, and fans have rightly, you know, basically said it on social media. They can't believe it's happening. But look, there is a business side to it as well, where it probably sold out and they probably got all the fans that they wanted there last night kind of thing. There's COVID protocols as well, so, you know, I can understand doing ticketing and things like that as well, but it just seems a bit much.
I agree. Wonder what others think. 133-882 is the number. On field, I thought I was doing all right. I had Roosters, I had Melbourne, and then Penrith. What happened to Penrith?
It's been an incredible week in rugby league. And let's not forget, it's women in league round as well. So, you know, it's this great week now to recognise, celebrate and support the women in rugby league. But last night, wow. I mean, the first game was, you know, the Storm were defeated by... Storm defeated the Warriors 24-12 and have kept their season alive. But I didn't pick this one. Parramatta absolutely thrashing the Penrith Panthers. A huge upset there. The big talking point was Cleary, Nathan Cleary being sent off for a dangerous tackle. He's now likely going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks and throws open the opportunity for the Cowboys to really potentially come home for the minor premiership there as well.
Today we've got Titans, Raiders, Sharks, South, Broncos, West Tigers. I've got Canberra Sharks, Brisbane. They're my tips. Titans, 3 o'clock this afternoon on the Goldie. And the Broncos have Dean Mariner making his NRL debut.
That's right. So he debuts tonight, teenage centre making his debut. Billy Walters is back in. Selwyn Cobbo's still out. We're in fifth at the moment, but if we score about 100 points, we can go second. But I don't know if that's going to eventuate, but we are absolutely going so well, the Broncos, at the moment. So it's great to see. There's six rounds to go. Huge fan zone down at Suncorp Stadium tonight. They're actually doing an NRLW women's team presentation as well at just at half time. So a great opportunity to get down there tonight. And the big one from that is that the Broncos have actually lost their last three games against the West Tigers, but they've got a 70% win record, so it could be a good one tonight to get the win. I think they'll be easy to get that.
All right, we shouldn't skip over the fact that Cleary was sent off last night in that Eels-Panthers match, and this could have serious implications. He could be out for weeks, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're saying potentially they might not come back until the finals. So, I mean, it plays into the North Queensland Cowboys there about that they've got a game tomorrow. And obviously Penrith have dropped points now for not winning last night. So it's a great opportunity for the Cowboys to really bring home their season. But Penrith are a strong, strong team. And it'll be a lot to force them not to get the minor premiership as well. But a huge event last night in that game.
We can talk more about the AFL tomorrow because both Brisbane and the Suns, they both play tomorrow, don't they?
Yep, Brisbane and Suns tomorrow, yep.
We'll do that. Now, a couple of things during the week. You got some football news, as in soccer news involving the Roar.
Yeah, that's right. So the A-League draw was announced. There's three games at Suncorp Stadium when the season starts again in October. The rest will be at Morton Daly Stadium out at Redcliffe. But the Roar had a great win during the week in the Australia Cup to reach the final 16. There were some great goals in that, and also the ex-Queen's Park Rangers player Charlie Austin had a great game in that one as well. So really good for the Roar there as well. And the big one as well in the basketball was Aaron Baines, former NBA player and an Australian boomer. He signed for the Brisbane Bullets. So the NBL schedule's out as well, and that's great news for both the Roar and the Bullets there as well.
All right, over to the UK. And in a moment, you're going to tell us about something that Manchester City are doing that's a bit creepy, you think. But first of all, down the motorway in Birmingham, day one of the Commonwealth Games, and we are on top of the table.
Oh, look, it was a phenomenal day one. Gold, 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 times eight. We're on eight gold medals. We've got four silver, four bronze. We've got 16 all up. The big stat that I mentioned last week was that if we get 66 golds in this Commonwealth Games, that'll make us the first nation to ever get 1,000 gold medals. So 66 is the one that we're looking for. Now, in the rugby sevens, Australia, the women's team defeated South Africa and Scotland. The men crushed Jamaica 62-0. In the netball, the Diamonds thrashed Barbados 95-18. Cricket was a bit of an interesting one there. Could have gone either way. We played India. We won by three wickets, four wickets in the end to Jess Jonathan, and 52 not out. Ash Gardner saved the day for Australia there. Meanwhile, in the swimming and the cycling, we picked up medals there. Ariane Titmus, Elijah Winnington, what a great name for him as well to pick up a gold there. Tim Hodge and Team Australia as well. So many results, too many to mention basically, but we had heat wins in boxing, squash, lawn bowls, 3x3 basketball. Loads more to come as well. So, definitely get around the Australian teams and the Paralympian players as well there as well. It's going incredible over there.
It looks like to me, and I've not crunched the numbers, but someone can maybe do it if you're bored and you can shoot through what the answer is to this, or you might already have the answer, Blair, but I reckon Queensland's already beating New Zealand. I reckon Queensland alone is probably already second on the medal tally if we were a country. And you know, we talked about it last week, like how long will it be before someone says that? But starting in the pool so well, I reckon we're already there.
Well, I think so. There's a lot of Queenslanders in the rugby sevens team and the netball team as well, so you can probably include
triathlete,
them as well.
Matt Hauser, he's from Queensland too. Anyway, so huge first day. And they don't muck around with the Commonwealth Games either, do they? Like straight into the gold medals, but it only goes for a week and a bit.
That's right, yep. So it finishes up on about the 8th, I think it is, or might be the 9th. And yeah, there's just so many events on. We haven't even got to the hockey yet and things like that. So there's a heap of events on tonight, more of the rugby, more of the cricket as well for some of the other nations. But yeah, fantastic competition there. And obviously Australia going really well.
We found ourselves watching a bit of table tennis and a bit of lawn bowls last night. Didn't matter who was playing. Like, it wasn't Australia. We were just on the big, you know, flicking around the different sport. Love it. It's good stuff.
Now, something for everyone. Yeah.
What's Manchester City done that you find a little bit creepy, Blair?
Well, look, every week in the sports business, teams are doing something new. And Manchester City is the team that is really ahead of the game in terms of technology. But during the week, they have released a connected scarf. And what that basically does is when the fan wears that scarf at the game at Etihad Stadium over there in Manchester for the Premier League, Manchester City there, it'll measure some of their biometric information. So interesting to measure their moods and their behaviour and things like that. So, this is the kind of stuff that's happening across the sports industry to understand fans. And
but does it light up in different colours then, depending on whether they're happy and sad? Or is it just recording the data?
Well, whatever colour it'll light up, it'll be blue because it definitely won't light up red or something like that over there. So, it's very interesting, you know, all this different technology that's coming into the sports business, and it's ways for teams to look at different commercial revenue opportunities as well as it is to understand their fans. So it's a little bit creepy, a little bit interesting as well.
I think it would be kind of fun to have it light up in different colours based on whether they're happy or not. Obviously, it's not going to happen. As you say, it wouldn't be red because, the good guys, the other side of town, Man United, go United. But that would be kind of cool if City were really in trouble, if that whole end turned red, or if they were going well, it turned, bright blue. That'd be really interesting.
Well, there's been hacking issues within the sports business recently as well. So, you know, it could be something there that someone hacks into that and does that, but who knows?
Goodness me. Hey, just before you go, Rebecca texted about the West Tigers meet and greet last night in Brisbane. $75 for adults, $50 for kids. She says paying to meet someone who can kick a ball is teaching kids how to be greedy, says Rebecca. So a thumbs down from one of our listeners this morning, Blair.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, there we are. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
No worries. Have a good one.
Blair Hughes, he's a sports fan engagement specialist. MrBlairHughes.com is his website. It is 20 past 11. Anything there you want to talk about, give me a call, 133-882. Lots of live music on today. Ipswich Civic Centre, the winners of the 2021 Queensland Music Award for Best Jazz Song, Danny Whittacombe and Trichotomy. And if you miss them in Ipswich tonight, they're at the Trifford tomorrow afternoon. Tonight at the Trifford, Phil Jamieson and Adam.